Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Tesim and Aleph. Vanis filasi b'chol Hashem Yisratzom. Says the Gemara, Eimasa Yisratzom b'shah shatzibur mispalde. Yisratzom is dafka when the tzibur of Klal Yisrael comes together. The Gon writes in his parish, Yisratzom. Those who daven with the tzibur in shul. Derech Agav, while I'm at it, when I came here 29 years ago and saw the first time in my life what I called moonlight binyan. Binyan that take place primarily, I guess, on Motzei Shabbos, not in the Beis HaKnesses. Dafka, let's assume there. Doing it correctly, al pi halacha, there are a lot of parameters to that. The din got there. That's against the din of shulchan aruch, against the mechaber, against the kli halacha. Once you daven in the beis knesses kavua, in a mokum kavua in the beis knesses, that's what they're going to say. Mishim ispalu matzibur the beis knesses. That's our halacha too. The Biskalov points out that the only concept of tzibur is klal Yisrael. The goyim the umas ha'olam have no concept of tzibur. There is an aggregate of many nations, multitudes, masses, hamoneam. They don't constitute a tzibur. Gemara Shoshana and the Psukim in Sefer Dvarim. There are two salient aspects of Klal Yisrael. Ki mi God Godel Hashem Elokim Kroim Meilov Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Kareinu Elov Dafka Tfilah B'Tzibur. When we get together as a tzibur, Gemara again in Brachas Nafches Hein Kel Kabir Lo Yimos. And the Meshech Chochma, the Biskarov, and the Pasuk of the Charbi and the Kashmi in Vayechi both point out certainly and significantly the distinction between a Charb and a Keshet. Charb is a sword. When the sword is unsheathed from its scabbard, right away, you can do the Rahman al Islam, the Nifta'im. A Keshet depends on how taut the Keshet is. The kind of energy that one can muster. So a keshet, which is tefillah b'yachid, says the targum on the spot, and Briskalov and Meshech Chochma both note this, is a function of my schusim. If I have a lot of schusim as a yachid, so then I'm able to pull that bow and arrow in the taut kind of fashion, and the efficacy, the efficaciousness of that tautness will certainly be felt in Beis Shomala. If I don't have those schusim, then better I join the tzibur. Daven with a tzibur, because that's a cheret. A cheret, a sword that's unsheathed and immediately has consequences. The Haftarah that we're going to read is coming Shabbos, Yishayom and Beis. So there, the Navi strikingly speaks about the way the Radak interprets the entire pasuk, the entire parak, as referring to Sancheret Melech Ashur, who came. And as Chazal tell us in many different places, the rapacious Sancheret with his hordes and how they came and Rahman al-Islam plundered an avalanche swarming over everyone. The Pasuk said, describing Klal Yisrael's situation. The way we appear even, Rahman al-Islam, after what happened, hiding, literally. Anywhere imaginable, in nooks and crannies, in crags and crevices, you can imagine such a thing happening. And as the Gemara in Gittin Daf Dalet cites this pasuk, the next pasuk that I'm going to cite, Gemara, famous comment, in the Agadot of HaNizokin, and Daf Nun Ches, Tanu Rabbanu, Maaser Rebbe Yeshua Mechananya, Shehalach Likrat Gadol Sheberomi, Amar Lo, they told him, Tino Gechad Yeshu Gesa Asurim, Difei Einayim, V'Tov Roi, is a rather outstanding young man, incarcerated Very attractive. Halach mi'omer al pesach b'isra asur m'omar. He quoted these tukim. Mi nasa an the mishisa Yaakov b'Yisrael the Moses in. How did we get to this situation? Ono so tinok, the young child answered Yomar, Halo Hashem, Zu, Khatanulo. So the Navi continues to say, Nisatora, Shayo, Membe. The Tinok. Tokli Psukecha. Divrei Nebuah. The Gemara Babasra, Nebuah Bezmanenu. Tinoikes and others. Halo Hashem, Zu, Khatanul. Omar. So he said, he's going to become a great posek. And he was able to ransom him. So here we have a pasuk that we're reading this coming week, the Haftarah Bereishis, where the Navi takes us to task, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha indicates that this is the source of what is happening. So what should our response be? Clearly a combination of a number of elements. Tzvila, Bimamaki Alei, this week's Parsha Bereishis, Torah tells us, "V'chol siach hasodem terem liye ba'aretz, v'chol esim hasodem terem mitzvach, ki lo imtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, v'odem ayin la'avodes ha'adoma." In effect, as we know, first the Torah tells us at the beginning of Bereishis, we have a description. Ela tovos hashemayim ve'aretz v'yibonom. The cosmos, the purpose of creation, was that the tachlis habriya, that the cosmos should emerge, shemayim ve'aretz. What does the Torah tell us bichlal, the story of the emergence of the universe? The Torah's description, as Rambam writes, ein amuvan min hamikros, totally incomprehensible. Soid Hashem Liveya, totally mysterious, totally fragmented. So why did the Torah describe the emergence of the Bria? In order that the Torah should tell us the more important story, which the Torah is primarily concerned with, namely, the story of the creation of man. Adam b'Chava, the story of Shemayim v'Aretz, the story of the emergence of organic life, is merely an introduction to the much more exciting story of Adam HaRishon, of his growth, of his development, of his victories, of his defeats, as well as his absurd decisions and foolishness, Kol Adam Kozei. The beginning of the second parak, the Torah concludes its narrative regarding the emergence of the physical universe and focuses its attention upon Ele Toldo Sashamayim Ba'aretz V'hibarom. And the Torah dramatically portrays the dreariness, the desolation of a world without man. The world was desolate, even though everything had already been created. That's what the pasuk says. The chaleisim asodem terem yitzmoch. Vegetation had not yet sprouted. Ki lo imtir Hashem Elokim al haaretz v'adam ayin. There was no one to till the ground, no one to do chamisha, no one to do zriya, no one to do disha, no one to do zore. Apparently the Torah feels that the role of the human being, the role of Adam, is indispensable in this world. And Rashi comments over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not simply in need of man to cultivate the ground. The ground could have yielded its produce without Adam HaRishon, without the intervention of a human being, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so willed it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the human being should dive into him, but the Lashon of the Pasuk is much more revealing. Why is Adam needed? The Chol Siach HaSodeh. The end of Chayisara, the earth was barren because Adam and Rishon had not yet davened for rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man v'ani tefila in order to daven. Nature without man is a total absurdity. Hashem hearkens to the shira of an Adam who's matzliach, as well as to the shrieks of a tortured man who's suffering in agony. Adam ayin la'avodas adama, not simply the actions of working man, Adam ma'amal yulad, but primarily v'ani tefila. A human being as a mispalel, as someone who's kafuf to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem wanted to engage man in conversation in a du siach, the chol siach hasodeh, v'yitzei yitzo v'asuach masodeh. Only with the arrival of Adam HaRishon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu begin to give rain and show his concern for the real. And that's why the Torah felt necessary to repeat the story of the Bria, Perek Beis of Bereishis, well-known position of Maran HaRav Zatzal, expressed in so many different ways, two different prokim, so many distinctions. In the first chapter, Adam HaRishon appears simply within the context of a larger cosmic drama, part of the physical universe. No distinction between a human being and other organic, inorganic matter. That's Paragal of the gracious. Man is a creature. And in order for man to move from the periphery and to move to becoming the center of creation, that's in Perek Beis of Bereishis. V'yom b'ro Hashem Elokim Eretz Yishamayim V'yitze Hashem Elokim V'sa'odem Ofrem in Adobam V'yipach v'apam nishmas chayim V'yiodom l'nefesh chayim. Where the Talmud translates, L'ruach nemalolo, a spirit endowed with speech, we call siach. V'yitze yitzo l'suach v'stodeh Magid l'odom maseicho V'yomar chagigah. Declaration of Adam HaRishon as a singular, unique being requires again Vayitzer, two Yudin, the way Rashi points out, not the way it's found in Perek Aleph Bereishis. A human being, on the one hand, can rise to the highest levels of Ramban, but the Chasreil miyad mielokim, the Chomer behodot yatreil, Rachmana Litzlan, can fall, can rebel, can demonstrate ingratitude, punishment, despair. So this is the opportunity that all of us have to daven to Hashem Yisbarach with all our hearts. Shtei Yetzirais, not just the Yetzir of Olam Hazeh, but Tzvei Yud, a Yetzir of Olam Habo. Soloveitchik always noted that man is Tzvei Dinim, a dual being. For all briskets. There are two nefashas that abide in each one of us. Hashem allowed man to share in a kind of double existential experience. There are two personas that accompany us, like two shadows. And the question is, whom are we going to be associated with? Will we be a chefza or a gavra? Will we be a chefza like all the animals? Pasuk at the end of Koheles. No distinction between Adam and Behema. We are given the opportunity by Yitzer to rise to incredible heights. Not just Olam Hazeh, but Olam Haba, to connect to Hashem Yisbarach, to Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. So the first thing that we have to do is pour out our hearts to Hashem. Bibosha was waiting for us to daven Rachmana Liba boy. That's what we have to do. But beyond that, beyond tefillah, the Chazon Ish writes in the Igeres that the measure of a person, the barometer of an individual, where they're holding an avodas Hashem, is their tefillah. The way a person davens is a reflection of whom he is. V'ani tefillah, says David HaMelech. But secondly, and equally significantly, is the notion of chesed. Mechalkel chayim bechesed. Yibad Hashem is mechalka the whole world with chesed. Chesed milmata, marer chesed milmala. The chesed that we do here is going to have repercussions in Shmei Shamayim, in Olam Yisrael Yonim. The more chesed that we do, beinad mechavero, between each other, the greater Hashem, the midah shel amayde, midah dino, the Gemara Saita, and Kadosh Baruch Hu operates with that as well. And the Rambam famously writes in Hilchos Tzedakah, he's talking about the mitzvah of Tzedakah, but essentially he's talking about the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Ki yedati, l'man asher yitzaveh es banav es beis ha'achrav. This legacy of Tzedakah and chesed is how Klal Yisrael is going to achieve Geula. And the way the Rambam writes in his very beautiful line, Klal Yisrael v'anil v'alein ke'achim heim shenemar, Godim atem Hashem alokeichem, very good ala habeis of the tzedakah and matzaniim. Im lo yirachim ala achmi yirachim ala. We don't have rachmanas on each other. We don't interact with each other wholesomely with all the sensitivities that can possibly be mustered. Sensitivities that the Gemara describes in Chagiga, al kol ne'elam, the Gemara seven blushes, and that pasuk. Unbelievable sensitivities we have to each other. Will the mi'aniya yisrael leisim enem halakul? We're going to turn to Lumos Olam. Shesayim Yisrael. V'roish v'machaveyeh. Who are we turning to? Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. Panetzudi v'atzol v'abshibu. So, the second area that requires enormous amount of work. Chesed. But chesed, not chesed. Stam, all of us do chesed. But chesed is pashkus. The way the Baal Tanya writes. And the way the Dali HaKubolim writes. And the Chachmi HaRishonim writes. Literally, extending of ourselves. Beyond that, I heard from Chavereinu, Rabbi Yaakov Levinsky, Shlita, today, very wonderful suggestion. Everyone should take upon themselves a Kabbalah. A small Kabbalah. Doesn't have to be any big Kabbalahs. I once heard myself, when Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, I asked him, 1971, what Kabbalah did he take upon himself after chutzpah? They ask him, what Kabbalah did he take upon himself before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So he told me, he took upon himself a Kabbalah to be Mekayim Adin Shavonach. So of course I said, I didn't say it, but I wanted to say it. Adin Shavonach. Nish Bavarim Nim Harsinai. What in heaven's name is he telling me? I asked him, what was the Kabbalah? To daven the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei, Mila B'Mila with Kabbalah. I'm not going to tell him. Maybe he's not so familiar with Abchai Riske. Maybe he doesn't know the Chazanish. Maybe he doesn't realize the Chazanish Shalach. Mila the Mila, I have to understand. He didn't dare say anything of that to us. So I asked him, what? That's a din in Shalach, Halach of Sukkah. Halavai, I should be Mekayim, that Halach of Sukkah. So all the grandiose Kabbalahs are obviously wonderful. They're just not realistic. So, Rabbi Yaakov Levinsky Shlita, sorry I didn't get back to you. Cluttered, as usual. Each one of us, a Kabbalah. But I'm suggesting not a Kabbalah to be loved. Of course, we should daven the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei in the Kabbalah. Of course, we should recognize the end of the Hashem, the Rabbi Chaim Friske said for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Kabbalah in the Bodhim of the in fundamental basic chasodim, Baruch Hashem, we are sure that's Yodua for its chasodim. Chasodim in a magnificent way, the Hispashkus, not just Tam Chesed, and unquestionably, if we do so, Bershom will look down, see Klal Yisrael, such Bali Chesed, Chesed no Matam, Yorel Chesed no Mala, providing Bershom with our Tfilos, with our Chesed, Yishim Zechem, Yase Shalom Ben Reimo, Yase Shalom Aleinu, Kalkon Yisrael,